at Optichrome, and I'm talking to Anita Avery from the Woking and Sambir Hospices. You're the corporate fundraiser for the hospice, and I'm really delighted that you're here today because Optichrome have chosen the hospice as their official charity, which is a big deal for everybody here at Optichrome. They're really getting behind this this announcement today. We've got the press coming down very shortly because all the staff here are going to get dressed up in the Santa outfits ready for your Santa fun run, because they're going to, I suppose, officiate the you know, the announcement that that the charity is their charity by taking part in the fun run, which is going to be a huge amount of fun. So thanks for coming down today. I just wanted to talk to you really a little bit about the hospice, because a lot of the Optichrome customers and supporters, staff, there's a lot of staff here, you know, really want to support the hospice. So we just want to talk about what the hospice does, because it's not all about end of life, is it?
No. Firstly, Paul, I'd like to say thank you to Optichrome for choosing us as their charity. It's actually quite unusual that they have chosen us and announced, you know, made this announcement, but actually sort of doing something about it from the get-go.
Yeah.
By encouraging all their staff to sign up for our Santa Fun Run, and hence, you know, why we're here today, and while there'll be a lovely photograph, and hopefully it'll be in the press, etc., etc. So they're really straight away showing us the commitment they've got to supporting
absolutely.
Our hospices.
We had a meeting here in this very boardroom. Mm-hmm. They're taking this very seriously.
They certainly are, and we're delighted.
You know, and Optichrome do like to have fun. I mean, yes. I was at their golf day a few weeks ago. They do like to have fun, but also they take corporate social responsibility very seriously. Yes. It's almost a part of the company's DNA. Actually, the Woking Hospice is dear to the hearts of quite a few members of staff here at Optichrome for various reasons, which we don't need to go into. But I think that the fact that your offices, your fundraising offices are just around the corner, aren't they, from here?
Well, the hospice is a stone's throw away as well. We've actually got two. We've got Woking Hospice here, which is literally within a stone's throw. And then we've got Sambir, which is actually our other hospice over in Weybridge, which is part of the hospital on the high street there. It's actually a ward, but it isn't part of the NHS. It is absolutely our hospice.
Right, and there are a lot of misconceptions about hospices, which I was hoping you could clear up for us today. Because going forward, there's going to be a lot of, you do a lot of fundraising events, which we want to take part in.
And
if you could just talk us through some of the things that the hospice cover and the services they offer.
Certainly. As I say, a lot of people, there is a misconception that it is just end of life. And obviously it is. You know, palliative care is at the heart of what we do. But people don't actually realise we do an awful lot besides that. When people come into our hospice and actually stay in the hospices, it won't necessarily be just because it's end of life. It could be respite. It could be managing of drugs. It could be for, you know, a variety of reasons. We also, though, have day services as well. And that is set up to enable people in the community who are living with a life-limiting condition to get out and to come into the hospice and to meet other people. And it is literally, they come in for the day. We will often have that they're able to access our medical services. They're also able to have a manicure, a pedicure, you know, different types of sort of therapy. They also get a choice of lunch. It's kind of like more of a social type thing.
Yeah.
And it means an awful lot to these people, particularly people who live on their own. It must be terribly lonely, particularly in the winter, etc. If you're at home on your own and you are, you know, quite ill, it's nice to have somewhere to go and
yes.
people to talk to.
Yeah.
Blood transfusions, dental, all that sort of thing is taken care of. So that's day services. We do an awful lot with bereavement counselling as well. Accessing bereavement counselling is quite difficult, and I know this because actually my godfather recently could not get bereavement counselling through his surgery, doctor's surgery. He lives in another part of the country, but down south. And he really desperately needed it. And they said, you know, it's going to take about a year before you can get bereavement counselling. And then it was very limited. It was literally 4 or 5 weeks of it. Whereas with us, as I say, it's there. It's something we offer. We also provide children's bereavement counselling services as well. So even though we're an adult hospice, so effectively it's sort of 18 years and above, we do an awful lot of work with families as well. The ramifications of the implications that what affects a family when a mom or a dad has a life-limiting illness, it's kind of like a ripple effect in a pool. It affects everybody. To the point where, finances, all sorts of things. So
yeah, and particularly with children, it must be yes. very, very difficult yes. with schools and
yes.
So the ongoing support that the hospice provide is vital, isn't it?
We even do actually work with local schools as well, which is quite pioneering. And it's something we've rolled out a little program where it's sort of educating, helping the teachers understand and how they should handle a situation if one of their pupils is actually, going through that grieving, bereavement sort of journey that they go on, because people really often don't know what to say.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter what age you are, a lot of people find it quite difficult to find the right words.
Yeah, fair enough. Now, the fundraising, I've always said that it's no coincidence that the first three letters of fundraising are fun.
Fun, absolutely.
And that's what it's all about, isn't it? And actually, it's one reason why, partly the reason why Optichrome have chosen the Woking Hospice as their charity, because, it's a good team-building exercise going on, things like fun runs and getting the staff together in a social environment and having fun and all the rest of it. And you have lots of fun events through the year. Can you talk us through some of them?
Certainly. We have an awful lot of money to fundraise every single year to keep our doors open. And it's sort of over 6 million, 7 million a year that we have to fundraise with the help of the community and local businesses to keep those doors open. So pretty much you have to have a very good offering to people. Yeah. You have to be able to cater for everybody. And you're absolutely quite right. I mean, we've always said fundraising, there's got to be a fun element to it,
yes.
because why would you do it otherwise?
Yeah,
and
right.
the most important thing for us is that people do want to fundraise for us. They have an experience. They do something. They come away with a sense of achievement. They know we're very appreciative of what they do, and they actually enjoy it, because the chances are they'll come back at a later date, and they'll become regular sort of supporters of the hospice, which for us is actually really, really important. So we'll kick off with the Santa Fun Run, which the staff here are doing. It's on Sunday, the 7th of December at Mercedes-Benz World. Now, when we say Santa Fun Run, we don't want people to be put off by the fact that it says run. People
yes.
think, really? Really?
Yeah.
But no, you can basically walk, jog, stroll even.
Or in my case, be pushed around.
Yes. What's that, a pram? Bath chair?
Yeah, absolutely.
So it's 2.5K or 5K. Absolutely no pressure. If I said to you last year, we had just under 400 Santas running, and it's quite a sight to see everybody in their Santa suits. It's a £10 deposit. Effectively, that covers the cost of the suit, and you get the suit on the day.
Right.
And people are not to worry about sizes. It is literally one size fits all. These suits, as I say, I can guarantee it is one size fits all. Under 16s, the registration fee is £5, and under 16s will get a hat, because obviously it's a little bit more difficult with sizing
yes.
with young people
yep.
and children. So effectively, that's it. Last year, it raised approximately 10,500 for the hospice, for our hospices. So that was, very significant, very important. Got a lot of press. And again, it's fun. It's a fun thing to do. And
yeah.
it gets everybody in that Christmas spirit.
Fantastic. What about other events throughout the year?
We have a range of events from the one I think the local people might know very well is the Classic Car Show.
Right.
Classic Car Show is, again, it's a family day out, like the Santa Fun Run, but it's a whole day. And we have different types of vintage classic cars and wheels come along. And that, again, is held at Mercedes-Benz World, because they've got a perfect venue.
Yeah, I saw the photos from it last
yes,
year. Incredible.
Yes. Absolutely incredible. So we have that. We have things right to the other end of the scale, like black tie events.
Yep.
We've actually got the Dove Ball coming up at the end of November, which is held at Wentworth, a very
right.
prestigious Wentworth.
Yeah.
which is actually also where we have our golf day in October every single year.
Well, we're hoping to get a team together for next year, made up of staff and customers.
That would be absolutely wonderful. It's a great venue. It's perfect for corporates as well, because obviously golf is very sort of, you know, closely twinned with business, and it's acceptable to be able to play golf, go around, talk business, play a bit of golf, etc. So we have the golf day. We have, as I say, on our website, there is a full rundown, because obviously we have our hospice-led events, but we also have events that are put on by our wonderful supporters in the community.
You have got some incredible supporters, haven't you?
We really have. We absolutely have. We have places in most of the Prudential 100. We have places in the Surrey Half Marathon, which is a bit of a precursor for the London Marathon. And, you know, we'll often have, say, somebody who owns a pub, for instance, have quiz nights. It is amazing how much money can actually be raised by... And the truth of the matter is, the local community really do want... They know that we are their local charity. Yeah. It's important to keep our doors open because, you know, I always say, we always say that... We hope you never have to come along and sort of receive our services. But hopefully you'll help us keep those doors open just in case somebody that you know one day will actually need our help. And we want to be there to help everybody.
Absolutely. Well, very soon the press are going to be arriving.
Mm-hmm. It's exciting.
It is exciting. We're getting all the staff outside dressed in the Santa outfits, ready to launch the Santa Fun Run. It's going to be really, really great. And also, if you listen to this podcast and you ever use the train at Woking, ride past on the train, the Optichrome offices, there's a plan also to have a banner, a Woking Hospice banner out the front of the building
which
there,
which
will be fantastic. Yeah, Anita, thanks for taking part in the
very
podcast.
Welcome.
And like I say, I'm really, really proud to have this association with the Woking Hospice. Optichrome are very proud too, and we're really looking forward to some of the great events going forward.
And we're delighted, and thank you, Paul, and thank you to Optichrome.